News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Now, many GPs are concerned over the drop in the number of patients visiting their local health centres. We're joined by Dr. Brian Higgins, a Galway-based GP. Brian, how big a problem is this? How much down is the throughput of patients coming to your door, for example?
Thanks for having me on, Shane. It's definitely an issue. How big an issue, it's hard to know. I think as we come into springtime, some of the illnesses that we regularly see, some of the infectious disease start to drop away. But definitely the general health issues that we see, new onset diabetics, chest pains from heart disease, the abdominal pains, high blood pressure diagnoses, those people really don't seem to be coming into the practices. We are definitely seeing much less than half of the usual medical cases that we usually see. And the question for us is, where are those other patients? And I think a lot of people are a little bit afraid to come in for two reasons. One, I think there's concern that, you know, that there might be coronavirus in the surgery and people don't want to get sick. And then I think the second reason is that people may think that we're very, very busy and they don't want to be bothering us. But it is important for us that we do identify these illnesses early, because the earlier that we can identify an illness, often the easier they are to treat.
Yeah, it's obviously a concern if people who have non-COVID related concerns about various things, it's obviously a concern if they're not coming to see their doctor.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, even if you think, say, the skin lumps and bumps, the skin cancers that we see every week, I haven't seen, since this coronavirus has started, I haven't seen one person come in saying, here, can you look at this mole, or can you look at this strange ulcer that I might have on my face? And those are things that need to be addressed and treated. Hopefully people are starting to represent slowly now, but again, we're trying to make sure that people know that we are available and we are there for them for their medical issues.
What's the advice to people this morning then? Because there will be people listening to this going, look, I know Brian is right, logically I know he's right, but I just feel funny about going to any health centre at the moment. Will there be people there with COVID-19? Am I at risk of getting it if I go there? What's the message to those people?
I think if people ring their GP, they'll find phoning them first a very different experience than phoning them from a month ago. I think once they get through to the phone, the secretaries are going to ask them if they have any symptoms, high temperature, cough, shortness of breath, to try triage to see if they could be coronavirus or not. And then really we're dealing people who could possibly have COVID and then not very differently. So anyone that we have a suspicion that they might have a respiratory illness, we're asking them to stay in their cars. We're bringing them into the surgeries during restricted times. And most GPs that I know are making sure that there's no other patients in their practices when those respiratory cases are coming in. And then they have protected time for people who don't have respiratory illness or don't have possible coronavirus. So it's impossible to completely outrule risk, but what we are doing is minimising it as much as humanly possible.
Okay, Dr. Brian Higgins, Galway-based GP, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.